U.S. Department of Education investigates Minnesota schools over transgender dolls. Texas border business, Washington, D.C. The U.S. Department of Education, ED, launched an investigation into the Minnesota Department of Education, MDE, to ensure compliance with the Protection of Pupil Rights Amendment, PPRA, after a complaint was received on behalf of parents regarding the use of transgender dolls in schools. In a complaint sent to ED's Student Privacy Policy Office, SPPO, by defending ED, Minnesota parents expressed their concern that their statutory and constitutional rights were violated as they were not notified or given the opportunity to opt their children out of an activity that used transgender dolls in the classroom. According to news reports, My Gender Dolls will be available to Minnesota educators for use in classrooms with students as young as 4 years old this fall. The dolls, developed via a taxpayer-funded University of Minnesota program, feature removable, interchangeable internal and external genitalia, gender-neutral names, and clothing, including undergarments, for both sexes. The use of sexually explicit dolls to introduce young students to highly sensitive subject matters, with potential mental health implications for some children, undermines parents' authority over their children's safety and well-being. PPRA guarantees parents the right to opt their children out of surveys that elicit certain sensitive information about students or their families, and to review related instructional materials. While Governor Walz and the radical left continue to funnel taxpayer dollars to perverted ideologies that can harm children, the Trump administration is fighting to protect children's innocence and defend parents' role as the first and primary decision makers in their child's education, said U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon. No four-year-old should be exposed to such material, especially without a parent's knowledge or consent. ED will enforce the law to its fullest extent, putting parents and families firmly in the driver's seat of their child's education. Background: The department recognized National Parents' Day on July 26, 2026, honoring the important role parents play in their child's education. Throughout this week, the department will be announcing significant actions ensuring the enforcement of federal parental rights laws across the country, including an administration-wide crackdown on school districts secretly transitioning students and hiding it from parents. Secretary McMahon announced these actions on Fox News. PPRA is a federal law enforced by SPPO. PPRA gives parents notice and opt-out rights when a school administers surveys, evaluations, or questionnaires asking students for certain sensitive, private information about students and their families. Additionally, parents must be notified before any medical examinations or mental health screenings. PPRA also grants parents the right to review all school curriculum and education programming upon request. Violations of PPRA can result in termination of an educational entity's federal funding. Information source: U.S. Department of Education.